When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
February 11th through the 14th, DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kender, host of DSC's Kender Outdoors. Thank you for joining us around our campfire on this very special Christmas edition of DSC's Kender Outdoors. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care very gently over time settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper, the one that tears up the furniture, scratches up the doors. Calming Care. Learn more when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. Hey, we've got some great Christmas shopping ideas for you today if you're shopping for an outdoors man or woman in the family. John Schlosser from Ugly Stick is going to join me on the show today. They hosted a very unique bass tournament in North Carolina last weekend, and I can't wait to tell you about that. There have been changes to the 2021 Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo. Executive Director Corey Mason is with us. And a mountain lion shot in basically suburb Dallas. Warden Randolph McGee has the story. Plus, today's the day. We've had people enter our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest from Dylan Hunting Blinds, Cinnamon Creek Archery, and DSC's Kender Outdoors from literally all over the United States. And today's the day where we crown a winner. Christmas is just a few days away, but Santa Claus starts right now because I have Nick Rodriguez in Garden City, Texas on that Kender Outdoors trot line right now, and I want to talk to him. Good morning, Nick. How's the weather in way out West Texas?
It's nice and cold this morning.
You know what? I've hunted West Texas all of my life, and I know nice and cool, when it finally happens after a long, hard summer, is very welcome, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I love the heat because it's baseball season, and you can have a draft beer and a hot dog, but when it comes wintertime, it's ready for hunting season.
That's right. Have you been doing a little deer hunting this year?
I have. I've been lucky to go out. I've already shot one trophy buck and two does, and so I'm hoping to spend my Christmas vacation, shooting some more does and tagging out and putting some meat in the freezer.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome. Tell me about this trophy deer.
Well, he's on a new lease that I'm on, and it's just an 8-pointer, but he was about 18 inches wide, so for me, that's my first big trophy buck. The other bucks I've kind of shot, they're just, regular, just 8-pointers, nothing too fancy, so I was able to, shoot this one and then get him mounted, or I'm in the process of getting him mounted, so pretty excited for that.
Yeah, that is awesome. Congratulations. Make sure you send me a picture. I want to get it up on the bragging board on the website. That's very cool.
Definitely. We'll do. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, we're doing a contest. We have been hosting a contest called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, giving away a Dillon Manufacturing blind and also a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Archery. And I just wanted to call and let you know that you won that dadgum thing. Nick, congratulations.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. It's I'm not a big winner on any kind of event, so I just recently purchased a Dillon blind, and I saw that on the website, and so I entered it just for shoots and see what happens. And man, this is a pretty big blessing. I'm pretty excited.
I guess so. Let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a Dillon 6x6 octagon bow rifle combo. So do you bow hunt at all?
I don't. And the reason why is because I don't have the best shoulder for it. I threw a lot of, playing baseball, and so, but it's something that I would love to try to get into. And one of my buddies, he's a big bow hunter, and so hopefully, he can kind of teach me the ropes on how to bow hunt. But right now, just rifle.
Yeah, well, hey, you're about to become a bow hunter. And listen, for guys with bad shoulders, a crossbow is the way to go, and they've got a big array of those down at Cinnamon Creek Archery. You're going to have fun with a $2,000 shopping spree there. And this Dillon 6x6 octagon 360 view bow rifle windows, it sits on a 5-foot tower, which, you put a guy 5 feet in the air, Nick, out in your country in West Texas, you can see all the way to Nebraska, man.
Yeah, that's the height is a big, it's going to be a big help. Over here being in West Texas, there's a lot of mesquite, and so it kind of gets in your way when you're kind of, deer blind and you're just sitting flat on the ground. So.
Yep. This is going to get you above the mesquite brush, and you're going to see that big 10 next year, and your deer hunting is about to amplify. Pig hunting and everything else. Well, I'm really tickled for you. Do you have any kiddos? Are you married?
I do. We've got four kids. Three are living, one's deceased. I have a 10-year-old boy. It would have been a 7-year-old boy. And then we have a 6-year-old daughter. And then we have a soon-to-be 1-year-old baby boy who will turn one on the 28th of this month. And then
hey, that's
for 11 years.
That is fabulous, man. That's a wonderful thing. And I tell you what, all those kids are going to benefit from this great big bind. It's big enough to take all the kids up there with you. This big 6x6 octagon, and that 10-year-old is going to kill his first deer out of this blind, Nick. I just feel it already.
And when he does, I'll definitely send you pictures of that. And they enjoy going to the deer lease with me, and so this will be they're going to be pretty excited. Probably more than their dad. So,
well, good, Nick. Congratulations. We're just really, really happy for you, and want to wish a Merry Christmas from all of us at Dillon Hunting Blinds and Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and of course Kinder Outdoors. Wish you and your family a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. And I appreciate the companies pitching in and donating this. So this has been a great blessing, and I'll definitely put it to use. I appreciate it.
Santa has landed in Garden City, Texas. Congratulations, Nick. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care. It very gently settles the overactive dog. Learn more about it when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com.
It's Hank Parker. Hurry up and get in the boat, Billy. I'm going to beat your pants off.
It is with heavy hearts that Dallas Safari Club is making a move from live and in person to online for the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. In keeping with the rules implemented by the City of Dallas, we will miss out on shaking hands and hugging necks, eye-to-eye agreements, and hand-in-the-air auctions. With that said, I will tell you that DSC didn't undertake the important work of conservation, hunter advocacy, and education as a fair-weather project. We worked through tough times, negative attacks, political shift, and pandemic. DSC will host Reflections, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in 2021. I humbly ask you to please join us online in the days leading up to and throughout DSC's Reflections, February 11th through the 14th. The finest sporting auctions to be found will go as scheduled. The very best opportunities, art, and exhibitors worldwide will still be available to you. Let's use this online event to usher out a tough period and make it the first step into a wonderful future. BigGame.org.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand and the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
You know, the thing that thrilled me the most in talking to our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest winner Nick Rodriguez was the fact that he was telling me about his four kiddos, and the oldest one is 10. It really excites me that those kiddos are going to grow up in that Dillon hunting blind. They're going to spend a lot of quality time with Dad and with each other up there. That's so important, and it just makes this contest even more cool. Congratulations, Nick Rodriguez, from all of us at Cinnamon Creek Archery, Dillon Hunting Blinds, and DSC's Kender Outdoors. Hunter contacted me through email a few days back and said, "Hey, Billy, what is that product that helps settle an upset stomach in our dogs? I'm talking about Fortiflora. I trust this stuff. I've used it for years. Fortiflora, through all the rigors of hard hunting or practice or changes in water routine, maybe they got in the trash, ate something they didn't. Fortiflora settles GI upset. Fortiflora." Corey Mason joins me now. Executive Director, Dallas Safari Club. Corey, it's always a pleasure to see you, always.
Thanks for having me, Billy. Always good to be with you.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I have seen what has been taking place with different conservation groups across the country concerning 2021 and their in-person conventions. And I've watched Dallas Safari Club stand tall as long as you possibly could. We wanted an in-person event. Now getting the word a week ago that because of rules in the city of Dallas that we don't want to obstruct or break, that's just not going to be possible in 21.
That's right. You know, we knew all along that we weren't immune to the circumstances that have happened to other organizations. We've been working very diligently and working with the city, the facilities, and health officials locally. But unfortunately, a week ago, we got the word from the city that we were not be able to hold an in-person event. Even at reduced capacity, our event was still too large. So now we're shifting focus and moving on.
Yeah, and that's going to involve a convention and expo. Just like you would see in person, you're going to have all those same benefits online. The great auctions, the vendors, access to those vendors.
That's exactly right. You know, we're going to pivot now to a focus where we can put exposure of our exhibitors with the opportunity to view our great auction items, exposure to our sponsors, and we're going to put it right in front of people. So those people that haven't had the opportunity to come to Dallas Safari Club Convention in the past, now they can get an electronic preview, if you will, and hoping then that in 2022 they say, you know what, we've seen enough in 21 that we want to be there in person next year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great opportunity for everybody worldwide, our friends in Canada, Washington, Oregon, Florida, all over listening to this, to tune in, biggame.org, beginning now because those auction items are up for grabs right now.
They are. We have these great sort of teaser videos right now that shows all the auction items from art to jewelry to all the great experiences and adventures around the world out there. So they can check them out on our website. They can start bidding online right now and kind of start priming up, finding the two or three things they're interested in or maybe a location and come see us and just look forward to them jumping in and supporting.
I know a lot of folks are saying, now, wait a minute, vaccines are being delivered right now. this is over. It's not an instant flip off the light switch. COVID is over out of an abundance of caution, as we've heard so many times. This was the right thing to do.
It was ultimately something that we anticipated would likely come. You know, we've been making virtual plans for the last several months, knowing that this was a potential outcome again for the situation. And so the city of Dallas made the right decision based on, you know, the information that they had, and we respect their authority to make that decision. And now we're moving forward trying to gather conservation and sportsmen to do the things that we can to raise money for our mission.
Corey, you don't have any elk in the freezer right now, but it was still a great hunt that you and your wife Karen took, wasn't it?
I had a great time to get my wife out in Colorado and get her up at elevation in the west in cold weather and just really spend some wonderful time outside.
Yeah. When were you there?
I was there the four season elk, so kind of mid-November.
Okay. So you want to catch those elk in transition about that time, and it just was off just a hair.
Yeah, our timing was off a little bit, you know, kind of one of those you should have been here last week kind of a thing. But we had a wonderful time. It was my wife's first elk hunt. We saw elk, saw deer and bear, and just loved the sunrises and sunsets, and couldn't have asked for a better time together.
I want to let folks know that this online auction and convention is very, very, very important. It's a lot of fun, and we highlight the fun, but it's all very important. 2021 and beyond, conservation, hunter advocacy, and education is dependent on us bidding on an auction item, or at least tuning in and finding something of interest, spending a little time and a few bucks.
It is. So this is what we use to fuel our mission, you know, to keep a lobbyist in Washington, D.C., and keep us engaged around the world working with wildlife ministries, and to keep programs out there for education of the general public and youth and all of the conservation-specific work that we do. So, yeah, these funds are important to fuel our mission, and so we really appreciate the support.
Gun sales in 2020 continue to skyrocket, record-setting. A lot of brand-new shooters and hunters and fishermen and women out there right now. That is a pretty good gauge that people are real leery about what's going on politically in the United States. And that's something that, as a conservation organization that teaches the shooting sports, teaches hunting, fishing, and is heavily involved politically in conservation efforts around not only U.S. but around the globe, that's something that we have to watch very closely as well.
Absolutely. You know, when you look at the percentage of these folks that are buying sporting firearms versus first-time buyers, and it shows that people are purchasing firearms from a multitude of reasons, you know, for self-defense, for protection, out of an abundance of caution, as well as to get outside, you know, and then to the point you raised as well, when you look at license sales right now at the individual states, and fishing as well. I mean, people want to get outside. They're realizing the need to sort of return to that, to be able to provide their own meat for the security of that as well. So, you know, it's a great sign for conservation organizations to see people sort of coming back home, if you will.
And you know what? As we watch this happen and we watch America arm themselves, the importance of our Second Amendment, it's very important to Dallas Safari Club that we help with a voice on Capitol Hill.
That's exactly right. I mean, we work with organizations like NRA and others very, very clearly and very concisely to defend that Second Amendment. And if it's directly through supporting game and fish agencies, if it's for supporting organizations like the NRA, we're there in the battle.
Hey, it's important money that we're going to raise, not only February 11th through the 14th, but right now you can go online. There's bidding already taking place on some of those live auction items that will culminate during Convention and Expo Reflections. Dallas Safari Club 2021 Convention and Expo will go on.
We'd love to have you come support us, and there is something there that you need and something you want.
You bet there is. You got your eye on anything in particular?
You know, I'm always looking for a hunt to take my wife and family on, so there's several hunts there that I've got my – I'll be keeping a pulse on.
You're not tipping your hand, Corey.
I'm not. I don't want somebody to run it up on me.
I don't blame you. Hey, we're not going to be in person this year in 2021, but we are going to have a ball, and we're going to raise a lot of money for conservation. All right, we've got time to do a little Christmas shopping before the break, and I want you to meet a guy I talked to a few years ago named Art Griep. Art created in his garage the T-Mate T-Mount, T for T-Post. This little device allows you to mount your trail camera to a T-Post. Instead of having to go to the tree, you put the T-Post where you need it. Art, there are a lot of advantages to that.
There is, particularly if you hunt in a place where, you know, a tree's not necessarily in the right spot, or you've got wispy mesquite trees, and every time the wind blows, your camera's taking pictures of the sky. This gives you an opportunity to put your camera exactly where you need it. This also gives you an opportunity to secure it to the T-post with a little camera lock, with a gun cable lock.
Everybody and their dog is making a game camera now. Is it truly universal? It'll fit most cameras?
You know, I've dealt with thousands of customers now, and I've had a couple of people come back that had issues getting it mounted, but with a little bit of my advice, we were able to find a way to mount it. So as far as I know, it'll fit anyone.
I use them and have for years. They're tough, dependable, and I put my camera where I want to, not where I have to. The T-Mate game camera mount, $30 or less.
I'm making my list and checking it twice. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Kinder Outdoors. Ho, 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 ho.
It's time to deck the blind with bows and arrows, Nick. Congratulations, Nick Rodriguez, Garden City, Texas.
I've already shot one trophy buck and two does.
Winner of our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest.
This has been a great blessing, and I'll definitely put it to use. I appreciate it.
And now he's going to hunt them in style in that 6x6 tower blind from Dillon Manufacturing and a $2,000 archery shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. Hey, Nick, Merry Christmas from all of us in the camp house at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com. At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, we make shopping for the hunter or recreational shooter in your family easy. With locations in Mansfield, Wichita Falls, Granbury, and Killeen, Texas, take advantage of our 90-day layaway, same as cash. So there's no need to hide gifts until the big morning. All year, we honor our military and first responders with a 10% discount on everything in the store. For rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, and optics, Marksman Firearms is your complete one-stop shop. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott, at gootf.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
The NRA has made an announcement that they are going to get together. They've pushed it back later in the year. I'll say this, they hope to get together. They're planning on it. September 3, 4, and 5, the National Rifle Association's 2021 annual meetings and exhibits, originally scheduled for mid-May, now pushed back to September 3, 4, and 5. Houston, Texas, George R. Brown Convention Center. They're planning on about 850 exhibitors with thousands of firearms on display from all your favorite manufacturers. The 150th NRA annual meetings and exhibits open and free to all NRA members. More info at www.nraam.org. Time is running out on one of the most unique Christmas shopping ideas and coolest Christmas shopping ideas that you're going to come across. It's with my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch, just outside of Burney, Texas. It is their holiday doe special. Two whitetail does for $650, or two axis deer does for $800. Two half-day hunts. They gut them and get them ready for the processor for you. Perfect if you want to fill your freezer. And if you want to get a kiddo started on a lifetime of hunting, Joshua Creek Ranch and their holiday doe special. I have more info at kinderoutdoors.com. Got an outdoorsman in the family, a hunter, a fisherman, a shooter, and they're outside a lot. They'll really appreciate this next gift idea. Buffalo Wool Company has been featured on this show for a long time now. During our Christmas and Father's Day shopping specials, because it just flat works. It's really good stuff, and I want you to learn a little bit more about it from the Buffalo Wool Company. I've got my friend Ron Miskin on the line. Ron, good to have you back.
Well, thank you, Billy, very much. It's always great to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people make claims about their products. We're just inundated with advertising everywhere we go from the moment we wake up until we lay our head on the pillow at night. And a big majority of people that make these claims just really can't back it up. And that's what I love about the Buffalo Wool Company. When I first was introduced to your socks, your gloves, your hats, your products, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, I took them out and tried them out, and I said, instant, boom, this does what they say it will do. It's warmer than wool, but it's not scratchy. It's soft stuff. It feels good, and it keeps you, it just flat keeps you warm, Ron.
Well, you know, it works for the bison. They don't seem to mind the cold, and this is literally exactly what they use, and we've just been been trying to figure it out all these years. And yeah, it really has been that long, hasn't it? Wow.
It has, yeah. Explain to people where buffalo wool comes from, what you're making your socks and your gloves and all out of, because first thing we do is get a mental picture of the big shaggy shoulders of the buffalo, and that's not exactly what we're using here, is it?
No, it's really not. They have that coarse, crunchy outer guard hair, but down close to their skin, they grow this, we call it a down fiber. It's a short, very fine, it's actually finer than cashmere. And it's a solid, smooth protein. And they don't grow much of it. An entire 2,000-pound bison will yield 4 to 6 ounces of this fine down. But it's, by weight, almost 12 times warmer than sheep's wool. It's finer than cashmere. It's machine washable, dryable, and non-allergenic. And it just feels good.
Yeah, it absolutely does feel good. It's soft. It's not itchy or scratchy. And it keeps you warm. I wear the socks. They're not going to burn you up either. I wear the socks year round, by the way. But I do a lot of still hunting, and a lot of people listening to us today do, and they're all familiar with frozen feet, frozen hands, frozen nose. I'm telling you, I use your gloves. I use your socks, Buffalo Wool Company. And I also use buffalo wool on my neck. I use your gaiter that you guys came out with. And which I can pull up over my ears and head, but just around my neck to hold my heat down in my body. And Ron, I'm telling you, I hunt in subpar temperature, sub-zero temperature, and I stay warm sitting still.
Well, truly, one of the funniest things that's happened this year, we've started taking notes of how many people have called us from their blind because they're talking to their buddy and they're complaining about cold feet. Their buddy's like, I'm fine. You're not wearing your buffalo sock? So I have had straight up no less than 12 people this year call from their blind and wanting to order socks and gloves. So it works. I don't make any claims to tell you that it's going to be the best thing in the world because I don't know. Everybody responds to cold differently, but it does insulate and it insulates very well.
It does a tremendous job. I will tell you that. As a matter of fact, you guys put a guarantee on your stuff that, hey, if you don't like it, if you say it doesn't work, we're going to give you your money back.
Well, yeah. I mean, this stuff, it's not cheap. It's really hard to come by the fiber. It takes a lot of processing to get it to the quality that we expect. And it better work for you because I don't want to be another piece of junk in your drawer that doesn't work or one of those stories of something that, you know, makes bogus claims. I want you to be happy, comfortable, warm, dry, and come back for more.
Yep, absolutely. I was hunting in slush and mess and 10 degrees up in South Dakota with a bunch of guys a couple of years ago, and I was the only guy out there not complaining of cold, and it was bitter. It was just bitter and wet and icy, and I was in great shape, and I loaned my buffalo wool gloves to a guy to look at, and they went all the way around the bus, everybody checking them out, and afraid for a minute, Ron, I wasn't going to get my gloves back, but I still have them. I'm good. And they've all ordered from you since then, by the way. People want to see your products online. Where do they go?
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Or
starts,
you can go
with,
yep.
It starts with T-H-E, TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
Yep, exactly. I was going to say, we also have Dad's shop up in Goodnight. It's right off Highway 287. You can see all the products in person there. And
yeah.
his website is herdware.net.
Yeah, and that is a cool stop. Do not bypass them when you're rolling down the highway, headed out west to go skiing or whatever. Do yourself a favor and stop in. It's very unique and a cool, cool store. Another year where you've made the best of list for Kinder Outdoors Christmas Show, Ron, and just keep on pumping out the good stuff. We'll keep using it.
Billy, thank you again. You were just, you've been too kind, and we appreciate everything you've done. This has been most wonderful.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and Teresa.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and Robin. You guys take care, and hopefully we'll see you down the road here soon.
You bet. Ron Miskin, Buffalo Wool. And he's right. Buffalo Gold is a very cool stop. Highway 287, just about an hour southeast of Amarillo. Ron's sitting there with a goat in the living room. I like that. Hey, I was talking about Joshua Creek Ranch and their holiday dough special a few minutes ago. And I wanted to come back and let you know that they have gone above and beyond to make sure that you are COVID safe at Joshua Creek Ranch. They've put in all kinds of special precautions to keep you properly socially distanced. Challenging Hunting, some of the finest upland bird hunting on planet Earth. They've done a tremendous job there. Beretta and Orvis agree with me on that. I'm going to be going in January. I'd love to see you down there, Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, it's time to stretch our legs, grab a fresh cup of coffee, but I did want to give you a heads up that there was an incredible bass tournament in North Carolina last weekend. It helped a lot of kids, and it was one of the most unique and fun things I've ever heard of. Ugly Stick hosted this thing. John Schlosser with Ugly Stick joins me when I come back.
Hi, I'm Walter Perry, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers the perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
We knew you were coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House here at Kinder Outdoors. Bassmaster Classic is going to be in Texas, North Texas, Lake Ray Roberts, coming up in March. Danny Golden out there with a client, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, caught a 15-pounder out of Ray Bob. They catch double-digit fish out of there every year, and no doubt when the Bassmaster Elites hit Ray Roberts in March, in the springtime, they could be up on those beds depending upon our weather and different conditions. They could be moving up, and there will be some giants caught. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're working on a game plan right now at Kinder Outdoors, a little contest that puts you in the boat with me to watch from out on the water. I'll be covering the event on the water, checking out what they're doing, how they're fishing it. I'd love to have you and a guest with me in the boat, and we hope to have a chance for you to register and win coming up soon. Hey, John Schlosser is with Ugly Stick, Pure Fishing and Ugly Stick, and hey, John, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, Billy.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're talking Ugly Stick, and before we talk Ugly Stick tournament with no one fishing but Santa Claus, I want to talk about the history of Ugly Stick. For folks that don't know, John, you guys have a prestigious history in the fishing world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Ugly Stick product is, very iconic, in the world of fishing rods. You know, you remember the old advertisements when, you had guys bending rods in half, and, it's the rod that people think you can't break, and, you still see us doing that today with some of our advertising. It's just a very storied brand, and certainly even one I used as a kid, and a lot of people grow up using this rod for the first time.
Anybody who's fished for any period of time, particularly bass fishermen, they've owned at least one Ugly Stick through the years. And I don't know who originally came up with that name, John, but it's perfect because it makes everyone stop, pause, and think about that for a minute.
Absolutely. I wish I knew who came up with it as well, because I'd love to have them on my marketing team today.
Hey, next is Christmas is here. We're there, and this is not a bad gift idea. If somebody wanted to gift a fisherman in the family, there's an Ugly Stick for everyone. Take 30 seconds and tell us how we need to be doing our Christmas shopping, John.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you hit it right on the head there. There's an Ugly Stick for everyone. We make Ugly Sticks for, very entry level for our first time anglers, that, the youth anglers and the, kind of that 6 to 10 year old moving all the way through multi-species. So we have crappie versions. We have striper versions, saltwater versions. We even have a travel combo out now that's actually pretty big for the holidays. There's some gift wrapped ones out there in the marketplace that you can find both at some of our retailers, the brick and mortar retailers, as well as online.
And give us the website.
You can check out Ugly Stick at on our purefishing.com website, and there's also plenty of these at retailers like major sporting goods retailers that sell online.
Sure, you betcha. All right, let's talk about Santa Claus and world records. You guys did something extremely fun last weekend, and I hope you do it every year because it's just that much fun. You invited any and all to come fishing in a very special bass tournament. There was just one condition, though. They had to be dressed head to toe like Santa Claus, and everybody really got into it and had fun.
That's right. And it was on Lake Norman in just north of Charlotte, North Carolina. And, you know, yes, you did have to be dressed like Santa Claus, but actually we gave you a Santa suit with your entry fee, which was a lot of fun. You know, we had 149 teams show up, Billy, which that made 298, basically 300 Santa Clauses dressed up at one time, taking off. There was a few elves mixed in there, which really made it fun, but we had 149 teams blast off there on Lake Norman and fish the bass tournament.
That is so much fun, and if you'll come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, you can see what 300 Santas and bass boats look like getting rigged up and ready to go attack. And congratulations, Scott Hamrick of Denver, North Carolina, and Roger Hoover of Mooresville there in North Carolina. They won first place, brought in a respectable bag of 15 pounds, and I think they picked up 5,000 or 6,000 for that. But, John, the real story on the day is how the kids won from this bass tournament.
That's right, Billy. We were partnered with Toys for Tots. They're in their local chapter in Mooresville, North Carolina, for this. And, you know, we asked the anglers to bring a toy, an unwrapped toy with them for a donation to Toys for Tots, who, you know, this pandemic time has actually struggled a little bit because they're struggling to get the donations, you know, for many reasons. And we were able to collect more than $15,000 worth of toys for Toys for Tots. You know, we had two 21-foot bass boats completely full, overflowing on the ground. And, you know, this deficit that the local chapter there for Toys for Tots was running has been erased. They actually have the toys that they need for the holiday season to take care of all the kids that they do. So it just made it a really special day for everybody involved.
God bless Ugly Stick for putting a smile on all of our faces when there hasn't been much of that this year, and for brightening up a bunch of kids Christmas morning where there just would not have been a Christmas morning in many cases, John. And you guys are going to, as a byproduct of this, looks like you're going to land in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, we're certainly claiming a world record anyway. I can't think of any time there was ever 300 Santa Clauses fishing at one time. And, you know, you mentioned at the start of the show here that, you know, you hope we do this again, and we certainly do too. There's a lot of energy around this. So I had personally, you know, 20 or 30 of the anglers come up saying, this is just fantastic. I'll be back next year if you'll do it.
And you know what? The word's going to spread, John, and I bet you have 600 Santas out there next year. So, John Schlosser with Ugly Stick, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on a great tournament.
You bet. Thank you, Billy, and have a Merry Christmas.
John Schlosser with Ugly Stick. You got to come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. Take a look at these pictures from that all Santa Claus Ugly Stick bass tournament in North Carolina last weekend. It was a hoot. I'm going to head down to Joshua Creek Ranch in January. I mentioned that earlier. And I'm going to hunt axis deer because I love to hunt axis deer. It is my absolute favorite mammal to pursue and to eat. It's my favorite protein. And you can't go to Joshua Creek without taking in a world-class bird hunt, so I'm going to do some of that too. And I know I'm going to be COVID safe when I take my family and friends with me to Joshua Creek Ranch. And hey, they've relaxed their cancellation policy, so if something does happen, if sickness occurs in my family or in my guest homes before we take our trip, they're going to work with us on our cancellation. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at kinderoutdoors.com. Feral hogs have, over the past couple of decades, become extremely plentiful for those that like to do their grocery shopping in the woods. Hey, how about a new Christmas tradition this year? Lean and healthy wild pork. Here's Master Chef John Bonnell.
My favorite thing to do with any of the meat you got, whether it's from the hams, the backstraps, anything you've got, is clean it real well of any connective tissue, any kind of silver skin, get pure lean meat, and then grind in some bacon. Buy some whole slab bacon, and at about an 80-20 ratio, 80% pig, 20% bacon, grind it all together, season it up with some garlic, a little bit of fresh thyme and sage are wonderful. Then you got something you can work with for burgers, meatballs, anything you like.
Master Chef John Bonnell. A mountain lion killed in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas. Warden Randolph McGee joins us when we come back.
Hi, I'm Tachi Hayes.
I'm Cuz Strickland.
And when I'm not in the great outdoors,
I'm thinking about it.
In my mossy oak.
With Kinder Outdoors.
been dropped off in a remote wilderness where the bears outnumber people 10 to 1? And the mosquitoes have been known to carry off full-grown moose. Lucky, join us in camp and tell us about it at Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
Hey, this corner of the old camp house at Kender Outdoors is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. The team at Purina has worked so very hard through the years to develop formulas for every dog, formulas that fit specific needs. And the one consistency through all of these Pro Plan formulas is that they are the very best fuel that you can give your dog. Look for all of the Pro Plan formulas at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Coming up this hour, Texas Game Warden Randolph McGee is going to talk to me about a mountain lion that was killed not far from McKinney, Texas, which is a suburb to the north of Dallas, just north of Dallas County. Very heavily populated area. This cat, they believe, is the same one that was seen in Rowlett, Texas, a couple of weeks ago, and then got a little too close to a deer hunter up around McKinney. We're going to do a little more Christmas shopping, too, with my buddy, Mr. Crappie Wally Marshall. He's got a cool new product that you need to hear about. Right now, though, just in case you missed it last hour, we're celebrating the winner of our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest. He comes from West Texas, Garden City, Texas. That's south of Midland, Odessa. His name is Nick Rodriguez.
Hey, Nick, how are things in West Texas?
It's nice and cold this morning.
You know what? I've hunted West Texas all of my life, and I know nice and cool, when it finally happens after a long, hard summer, is very welcome, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I love the heat because it's, you know, it's baseball season, and you can have a, you know, a draft beer and a hot dog, but when it comes wintertime, you know it's ready for hunting season.
That's right. Have you been doing a little deer hunting this year?
I have. I've been lucky to go out. I've already shot one trophy buck and two does, and so I'm hoping to spend my Christmas vacation, you know, shooting some more does and tagging out and putting some meat in the freezer.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome. Tell me about this trophy deer.
Well, he's on a new lease that I'm on, and it's just an 8-pointer, but he was about, you know, about 18 inches wide. So for me, that's my first big trophy buck. So the other bucks I've kind of shot, they're just, you know, regular just 8-pointers, and nothing too fancy. So I was able to, you know, shoot this one and then get him mounted, or I'm in the process of getting him mounted. So pretty excited for that.
Yeah, that is awesome. Congratulations. Make sure you send me a picture. I want to get it up on the bragging board on the website. That's very cool.
Definitely. We'll do. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, we're doing a contest. We have been hosting a contest called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, giving away a Dillon Manufacturing blind and also a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Archery. And I just wanted to call and let you know that you won that dadgum thing. Nick, congratulations.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. Now, I'm not a big winner on any kind of event, so, you know, I just recently purchased a Dillon blind, and I saw that on the website, and so I entered it just, you know, for shoots and see what happens, and, man, this is a pretty big blessing. I'm pretty excited.
I guess so. Let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a Dillon 6x6 octagon bow-rifle combo. So do you bow hunt at all?
I don't. And the reason why is because I don't have the best shoulder for it. I threw a lot of, you know, playing baseball, and so, but it's something that I would love to try to get into. And one of my buddies, he's a big bow hunter, and so hopefully, you know, he can kind of teach me the ropes and how to bow hunt. But right now, just rifle.
Yeah, well, hey, you're about to become a bow hunter. And listen, for guys with bad shoulders, a crossbow is the way to go, and they've got a big array of those down at Cinnamon Creek Archery. You're going to have fun with a $2,000 shopping spree there. And this Dillon 6x6 octagon 360 view bow rifle windows, it sits on a 5-foot tower, which, you know, you put a guy 5 feet in the air, Nick, out in your country in West Texas, you can see all the way to Nebraska, man.
Yeah, that's the height is a big, it's going to be a big help. You know, over here being in West Texas, there's a lot of mesquite, and so it kind of gets in your way when you're trying to, you know, deer blind and you're just sitting, you know, flat on the ground, so.
Yep, this is going to get you above the mesquite brush, and you're going to see that big 10 next year, and your deer hunting is about to amplify, pig hunting and everything else. Well, I'm really tickled for you. Do you have any kiddos? Are you married?
I do. I have, we've got four kids. Three are living, one's deceased. I have a 10-year-old boy. It would have been a 7-year-old boy. And then we have a 6-year-old daughter. And then we have a soon-to-be 1-year-old baby boy who will turn one on the 28th of this month. And then
hey, that's
for 11 years.
That is that's fabulous, man. That's a wonderful thing. And I tell you what, all those kids are going to benefit from this great big bind. It's big enough to take all the kids up there with you, this big 6x6 octagon. And that 10-year-old is going to kill his first deer out of this blind, Nick. I just feel it already.
And when he does, I'll definitely send you a picture of that. And you know, they enjoy going to the deer lease with me. And so this will be, they're going to be pretty excited, you know, probably more than their dad. So.
Well, good. Nick, congratulations. We're just really, really happy for you. And I want to wish a Merry Christmas from all of us at Dillon Hunting Blinds and Cinnamon Creek Ranch. And, of course, Kinder Outdoors. Wish you and your family a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. And I appreciate the other companies pitching in and donating this. So this is going to be a great blessing, and I'll definitely put it to use. I appreciate it.
What a great guy. Nick Rodriguez, winner of our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest. Hey, guys, don't forget, feed your bird dogs the very best Pro Plan Performance formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. Pick it up on the way out of town at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
It is with heavy hearts that Dallas Safari Club is making a move from live and in person to online for the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. In keeping with the rules implemented by the City of Dallas, we will miss out on shaking hands and hugging necks, eye-to-eye agreements, and hand-in-the-air auctions. With that said, I will tell you that DSC didn't undertake the important work of conservation, hunter advocacy, and education as a fair weather project. We worked through tough times, negative attacks, political shift, and pandemic. DSC will host Reflections, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in 2021. I humbly ask you to please join us online in the days leading up to and throughout DSC's Reflections, February 11th through the 14th. The finest sporting auctions to be found will go as scheduled. The very best opportunities, art, and exhibitors worldwide will still be available to you. Let's use this online event to usher out a tough period and make it the first step into a wonderful future. BigGame.org.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to Camp with Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Today, while you are enjoying time on the boat or maybe shoot a round of sporting clays, DSC will stand before your elected officials and remind them just how important your rights to hunt, fish, and shoot are. Even if you're not a member of DSC, we fight for you every day. BigGame.org.
Hey, as we wrap up our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest, I want to say sincere thanks to our partners, Joe and Nola Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. They pitched in a $2,000 shopping spree. And, of course, Janice and Dylan out at Dylan Manufacturing in Athens, Texas. They make those wonderful, perfect, one-piece molded fiberglass hunting blinds. They're warmer, drier, safer, quieter, and they threw in their top-of-the-line Model A 6x6 octagon, so you have a 360 view. It's a heck of a blind. It has both bow and rifle windows in it. Sits on a 5-foot tower. They threw in the 5-foot tower with ladder, handrail, porch. I mean, it's the cat's meow. Quite a package, and hey, we had entries from all over the United States. Places that kind of surprised me: California, Alaska, New York. And the random drawing turned up a guy, great guy, out in West Texas, south of Midland, Odessa, that has a house full of kids that need a big blind so they can hang out with Dad and learn what our heritage is all about. I think it's very cool that Nick Rodriguez is going to be setting this blind up out on the country that he hunts. Thanks again, Cinnamon Creek Ranch and Dylan Manufacturing. What great partners you are. I have my friend, Warden, Texas Game Warden, Randolph McGee, on that Kinder Outdoors trot line right now. And there's a few things, Randolph, in this world that, in this outdoor world, that get our attention a little bit more than other things. People love to hear stories about snakes, alligators. Mountain lions always capture our attention, and that's what we're going to talk about today. A mountain lion that was kind of a city dweller. How you doing, Randolph? Good to have you back.
I'm good. I tell you what, as a game warden, a Texas game warden, as long as you've been doing this, you kind of get the feeling like you've seen and done everything in the outdoors that there is to see. You added a new one to the list the other day when you actually put your hands on a mountain lion for the first time ever. I want to hear this story.
Hey, it's a crazy story, Billy. I got a call, received a call from a gentleman, and he still had jitters over the phone and told me that he had taken a mountain lion and in Celeste, Texas. It walked into his deer feeder. And he went and took this thing to a taxidermist down in Wolf City over here. And I met him down there and talked to him and everything. And, hey, he was a licensed legal hunter. And this thing comes strolling out under his deer feeder, and he shot him. The best part of the story was he said his feeder didn't go off at the correct time. So he went down there and kind of jiggled with it a little bit, and the feeder went off. He goes back and gets in the stand, and 10 minutes later, this thing comes rolling through there.
So, my goodness.
Yeah, so yeah. Great story, And hey, he said he shot this thing and it, he said it run about 20 yards, but, he said he sat there right there in the stand until somebody come up there to go, go walk up there to him.
So. Going to make sure that, everything, kosher before he pumped him. Randolph, now last week we reported on the show that just a couple of weeks ago, within the past 2 weeks, a young male mountain lion was seen around Rowlett, Texas. And for folks listening in Colorado or New Jersey or wherever, Rowlett is a suburb of Dallas, a big sprawling area of Dallas, Texas. And it was confirmed by Parks and Wildlife biologists to be a young mountain lion. Now, this is, I'm going to guess, within 50 miles of Rowlett. Could this be the lions?
Hey, Billy, it could be. And, you know, this is on personal observation myself. You know, they said that was a young mountain lion, and I saw the photos and videos as well, and I kind of disagreed a little bit. I said, man, this is a big cat, you know, had a big belly on it and everything, sleeking through there. And I said, man, that thing might be a little bit bigger than what they think it is, you know. And hey, and you know, hey, it's not every day that we deal with stuff like that, you know, but then the thing kind of went into northern Collin County, northeastern Collin County, and wound up in Princeton, Texas. And it all, from the videos and the pictures that I've seen, looked like the same cat, you know. And, you know, hunting season's going on right now. Everybody's got game cameras. Everybody's got cell phone cameras. And there was quite a bit of capturing photos to this cat. And from Princeton, where he was taken here, 3 days prior to it getting killed, from there to Celeste, Texas, is not very far. So
And for folks that don't know, that's north of Dallas, just a little way. Yep. So this cat really making his way around the peripheral of the mass of population, but hitting the fringes and made it up there just far enough out to get to a deer feeder and probably smell
something like
a raccoon or young deer. Yeah, they travel.
Yeah, they travel. And when I laid hands on this thing did weigh 160 pounds.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, 160 pounds. And, I've had, it's the same size as a North Texas deer up here. And this thing's fully capable of taking down a full grown deer. And they do.
Yeah, absolutely they do. Well, wow, what a surprise. And I know, as a game warden who absolutely loves our wildlife and wild places, and has a great love for our conservation efforts and all that we do, that this is a real thrill for you to actually hands on a mountain lion right there in your neck of the woods.
Oh yeah, hey, it was really neat. Now the phone calls are going to start. You know, everybody, you know, for the past through my career, everybody talks about a big cat that they've seen and everything. But really, with no photo evidence, normally if animals are running wild around here, they get run over by cars, and there hasn't been one. And up until now, one got taken by a hunter. So,
everywhere I go, everywhere I travel, Randolph, there's a mountain lion there, according to legend. But no one ever sees it. I was just in Custer, South Dakota here, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. And a fella in a restaurant said, hey, you see that hill across the road there? He said, there's a mountain lion up there. We've never seen him, but we've heard him holler. He's been up there for years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been up there. Yeah.
Randolph McGee, always a pleasure to talk to you. And, man, extremely interesting story. Thanks for sharing it with us.
All right, Billy. Hey, thanks.
And thanks for all that you do, Warden Randolph McGee, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. There's a Purina Pro Plan formula built specifically for your dog, no matter the age, the lifestyle, or the physical condition. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. It's Christmas time, which through the years has brought back some pretty fond memories on this old radio show from different characters around here, like my hunting buddy, Pete Delkus.
one of my fondest Christmas gifts that I got. It was my Daisy Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious. And I remember getting that, and I could not wait to go outside and shoot that thing. I got the whole, you know, all those little, what was that? That's the Daisy BBs, you know, and the yellow box, you know, and all that stuff. So, yeah, I vividly remember getting the Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. I'm the oldest of three boys, and I'll never forget the day that I had my middle brother and I, Randy. He got a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun next Christmas, okay, because he was of the age where he was old enough to learn how to use that thing properly. We took our youngest brother, Jamie, out in the backyard. Remember Sears Tough Skins, the jeans?
Yeah.
And this is, we had worn those Red Ryders out. We had Jamie in the backyard running through the backyard with those Sears Tough Skins on, and we were shooting him. The fun ended when we broke skin, and that's when Dad came out, and I think he broke that Daisy Red Ryder over my...
When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. I'm Mike Iaconelli, and this is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
You might hunt the south pasture, or maybe the double tanks. You've watched that big 10 point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit. And then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Buffalo wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo wool, because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and waters at Grapevine Lake offer the perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind our secure gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with the family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to celebrate Christmas or watch your favorite team in the playoffs and bowl season. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyard's gate is historic downtown Grapevine, the Christmas capital of Texas. And don't miss the spectacular ice attraction at the Gaylord Texan. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Merry Christmas, and come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
Hey, this corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by my friends, Joe and Ann Kercheval at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. I'm always talking about the spectacular hunting opportunities, but listen, ladies, you will not find a more beautiful place on planet Earth to get married. They have an incredible facility right there overlooking Joshua Creek. Beautiful rooms and lodging for all of your guests. Tremendous meals. 5-star. Check them out for your family reunion, corporate event, or wedding. Joshua Creek Ranch. Clean, pristine, and perfect. Let's get back to our Christmas shopping now for the outdoorsman in your family. How about that guy in your household that loves to fry fish or have a shrimp boil? Let's go to the pro, Scott McKimmy, with Cajun Fryer. Merry Christmas, Scott.
Same to you, Big Billy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, Santa Claus is coming. It's been a tough year, but we're all going to sit down with the family and gather around the Christmas tree and breathe a sigh of relief that it's over coming up in just a few more days.
I agree. 2020 in the rear view, huh?
Yep, I'm looking forward to that. And this is our show annually where we bring great gift ideas to the forefront for folks that are wanting to buy something for the outdoors man or woman in their family. And if you have someone in your family that loves to fry fish, that's me. I love to catch them, clean them, and fry them. And I know you are too, Scott.
Absolutely.
You cannot beat the Cajun fryer. It is the last fish fryer you'll ever spend money on in your life. It's overbuilt.
It is, Billy. And first of all, thanks for recognizing us as an opportunity for folks this year. You know, we are a domestic manufacturer of premium outdoor cooking equipment. Obviously, the Cajun fryer has been and will continue to be the backbone of this company. There are some other products out there that have come on in recent years, but the quality is, let's just say we don't have anything to worry about. But, yes, to your point, we do offer a lifetime warranty on the component, the cooker itself. A lot of the stuff that we don't manufacture, like baskets and thermometers and wheels for the stands, they're basically consumable parts. But the cooker itself, it is overbuilt, and we can offer and do offer a lifetime warranty on the product. So, yeah, it'll be the last fryer you ever buy, that's for sure.
You and I have had this conversation before, country boys that we are, we've been through everything. We started with the old pot and the propane tank and the open flame under the pot of oil, kind of guessing at your temperature and, hey, let's drop a slice of potato in there and just see if we think the oil's ready. Yeah, been down that road a million miles. And then the little electric fryers, boy, that was an eye-opener, and everything was great for a while there. But boy, that's awfully small, and it stinks up the house. And then the world's most perfect fish fryer came along, and this is what I've been looking for all of my fish frying life. Tell us how exactly this works and how, even though it uses it holds a lot of oil, we're not out spending a lot of money on oil. It's like a one-time-per-year purchase.
That's right. Basically, there's nothing wrong with the bottom burner fish fryer that we all grew up with. And when you get to be as old as we are, Billy, you know, that was kind of mainstream for many, many decades. And Robert Myers, our founder and owner, took an idea that he had seen and made it commercially available to the public. And what makes our fryer so unique and different, and why they cook the way they do, is our burner and flue, the burner itself is situated a third of the way off the bottom of the pot. The pot has a V in it, which allows anything that comes off, all the particulate matter that comes off when you're cooking, your cornmeal is what most people are going to recognize it as, it falls off and it goes down below the burner. So it's not sitting on top of a 1,300-degree flame like the old bottom burners did and scorching that cornmeal that fell off during the cooking process. So in essence, what happens is the oil above the burner is 350 degrees, your perfect frying temperature. The oil below the burner stays about 110, 120 degrees, a lot like the temperature of your hot water coming out of your hot water heater. So that cornmeal that goes down there cannot burn, and that allows you to use your fryer over and over and over. And that initial investment, like you were talking about on your oil, it seems like a lot. But if you fry as much as we do, you're going to go through a gallon every time you fire up your little bottom burner. So take a 4-gallon Cajun fryer. If you use that thing 15 times in the summer, it's actually paid for the oil that you're going to invest in. And because the oil stays clean frying after frying, you don't have to worry about constantly adding or replacing oil to your Cajun fryer. We make it in many different sizes, the 4-gallon being our number one item nationally, but we make them from 2.5 gallons all the way up to a whopping 17-gallon six-basket fryer, which, you know, there's a lot of need for that for people doing concessions, Knights of Columbus, churches, school ballparks use them. Anybody that's making money can utilize the larger capacity to, you know, in their job. So we've been real lucky, and we still have people requesting specialty items from time to time, which we will entertain. We've been so busy here this year, it's been all hands on deck. We've had our best year ever, and I think a lot of it has to do with folks being at home and wanting to cook at home what they've been eating out, and macaroni and cheese and smack ramen soup aren't going to get it every day.
No, but a Cajun fryer in the backyard will certainly put a great meal on the table. And if you're like me, not only do you fry fish, but you like to wrap up the year during the holidays frying a turkey, you'll want to make sure you get the 6-gallon or larger Cajun fryer, right?
Yes, sir, and a turkey basket to go with that. The 4-gallon will do a breast, but it won't do a whole 12 to 14-pound fryer like the 6-gallon and larger models will.
Yeah. You've probably seen these at different places up and down the highway, like Bucky's. I know that's where I first saw the Cajun fryer, and I thought, wow, that's the real deal right there. But where might somebody retail go and find one?
You can go to Bucky's, obviously. All of their larger travel centers are carrying them. Bass Pro, Cabela's. We have got a tremendous number of independent dealers in not only the home hardware channels, but also just regular hardware and building supply. We have a lot of farm and implement dealers selling them just because, you know, the rural customer is very fond of these products as well. So we sell them in all 49 states and have shipped them to, oh, I don't know how many countries now outside the U.S., but we're certainly a known commodity these days and very
yes,
fortunate
you
to
are.
Be in that. Yeah. And glad that you're on them. We just came back from the Crappie Expo, but we fed another 3,800 people this year, and
What did we do last year, Billy? You were at that 5,400, something like that.
Yeah, it was a lot of people, and it was in like, I don't know, just a couple of hours. It was amazing
how fast we did the same thing this year. It's just with the COVID situation, there wasn't as many people at the fish fry on Saturdays. But we still fed some 3,800 in about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're well received.
An amazing product. It's the Cajun Fryer. Others have tried to imitate it, but they will never duplicate the Cajun Fryer. Give us the website so we can go take a look and get one ordered up for Christmas for that special someone.
Absolutely. You can find all of our products, not just our fryers, but we make grills, smokers, boilers, seafood boilers. We make griddles, all kinds of good stuff for your backyard needs. And you can find all of them at CajunFryer.com.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Scott. Looking forward to another great year working with you guys at Cajun Fryer. And I want everyone to know that you didn't pay me a penny to do this. This is on my preferred Christmas shopping list for folks. This is a can't-go-wrong item, the Cajun Fryer. Merry Christmas to you, Scott.
To you too, Billy. And we appreciate your support. I owe you lunch. How's that?
Fried crappie.
There you go. We can do that. We're pretty good at it.
Hey, everybody, it's Edwin Evers, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
It's time to deck the blind with bows and arrows. Nick, congratulations, Nick Rodriguez, Garden City, Texas.
I've already shot one trophy buck and two does.
Winner of our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest.
This is going to be a great blessing, and I'll definitely put it to use. I appreciate it.
And now he's going to hunt them in style in that 6x6 tower blind from Dillon Manufacturing and a $2,000 archery shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. Hey, Nick, Merry Christmas from all of us in the camp house at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, we make shopping for the hunter or recreational shooter in your family easy. With locations in Mansfield, Wichita Falls, Granbury, and Killeen, Texas. Take advantage of our 90-day layaway, same as cash. So there's no need to hide gifts until the big morning. All year, we honor our military and first responders with a 10% discount on everything in the store. For rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, and optics, Marksman Firearms is your complete one-stop shop. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Coffee's always on, and the conservation is always good. Make sure you bring a youngin' or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Is it important to you to have your voice heard on important conservation matters? Do you look at the anti-hunting, anti-gun ownership people on the news and get frustrated? Why don't you consider joining forces with one of the most powerful, true conservation, and pro-shooting sports-minded groups anywhere? DSC welcomes you at biggame.org.
Hey, why don't you plan on joining me at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country? I'm headed that way in January. I'm going to axis deer hunt for a couple of days. I'm going to try to put a couple of those bad boys in the freezer because, hey, that's premium protein right there. Also going to bird hunt because you can't go to Joshua Creek Ranch, one of the finest upland bird hunting facilities on the planet, and not take in a day of those great dogs, great country, and hard-flying birds. Learn more about Joshua Creek at kinderoutdoors.com. My buddy Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, has got a great new product in his lineup. It's called the Minna Man. And guess what, Waldo? It's Christmas time.
Man, what you talking about? Santa, man, I've been knowing him for a long time, brother, and he comes every year.
You're always coming up with stuff because you fish a lot. You always are coming up with stuff that makes our fishing life better or easier. And I think you really hit a home run this past year when you came up with the Mr. Crappie Minnow Man. What is the Mr. Crappie Minnow Man?
Well, let me tell you, Billy, I wish I could take all the credit for the Minnow Man, but there's a young fellow in Missouri named Bailey Jelinek. And I met Bailey at a tackle show in Missouri. Well, not Missouri. It was in Illinois, Collinsville, Illinois. And I had walked into the show, and their booth was right there in the front. And I just walked by the booth and never slowed down, and I said, nice product, and just kept walking. Well, later that evening, I did a seminar for crappie fishing, and there were several hundred people in there. And I told them, I said, folks, I've been around the world three times. And I'm going to tell you, I just seen a product, which is not mine, right out here in the hallway. And it was the Jellyfish USA booth, and they had a bracket that holds a minnow bucket that attaches to the pedestal on your seat. Because, you know, Billy, today it's a lot further to the floor to get a minnow than it was 20 years ago, you know.
Yeah, so, it is.
Hey, it's a lot further, man, and I'm telling you, and it was a great product. And after that seminar was over, that guy came to me later in the day and said, Wally, thank you so much. We sold out a product because of your seminar.
And I go, well,
man, you just got a great product, you know. And
that's it. That's the combination. That's the combination. He has got a great product.
Yeah, and he came to me later on and said, hey, we would like to involve you in our company. And I met his dad, and Joey Jelinek, his dad, played Major League Baseball for the Phillies and been a guide on Truman Lake for many years. And his son designed the Minnow Man, which is a great product. It holds your minnow bucket, it holds pliers, it holds your aerator, and it's right there beside your seat at all times. And so
yeah,
you don't
explain
have
to people. Explain to people how this attaches to your boat seat.
Okay, what it has, you know, it attaches to your pedestal. Okay, then it sticks out. Then it looks like a tennis racket without a net on it. But it has a round hole, and that's where you set your minnow bucket. And so it extends out from underneath your seat, and then you put your bucket in there, and you don't even have to get up to get another minnow. And that's the reason we say, give me another minnow man. I tell you what, if you're the minnow man, you're in trouble, okay, because you're not going to get time to fish. Because if you're sitting in the middle, and everybody knows this, if you're sitting in the middle, the guy on the back of the boat and the guy on the front of the boat is going, hey, man, give me another minnow man.
Yeah.
So it's all the time. And so this product will save time. Your partner can have one on his pedestal. You can have one on yours. And your bucket fits perfectly right in the ring. And then you just put your little aerator in there. And you don't leave it there in the bracket while you're running. You take the minnows and pour them back into your main minnow storage. And then get to the next spot, get you some more minnows, set them back in there, sit down, start fishing. And you can see a lot of it online, you know, just Google Minnowman, Mr. Crappie Minnowman. And it's durable. It has a stainless steel bolt. It has a U-bolt that goes around your pedestal, and it has some wing nuts. You just tighten it up. It's all stainless, doesn't rust. Tighten them up, and, you know, a gallon of water weighs 8 pounds, and it don't even budget. I mean, it just, it's right there. But you just want to put a little bit of water in there, put your minnow net in there, and get ready to, you know, you're not having to chase minnows all over the deck of your boat.
Right, exactly, you know, and it puts them, you just reach down with your hand right there next to you, get another minnow, man. You can learn more about it, like Wally said. Just Google Wally Marshall or the Mr. Crappie Minnowman, or go to Jellyfish USA, and that's J-E-L-I, JellyfishUSA.com. Check them out. MrCrappie.com. Click on the store, Mr. Crappie store, and you'll find them there too. And for $25, it's the perfect Christmas gift idea for the minnow fishermen in your family. I guarantee you they don't have one of these, and they will be thrilled when they get it.
Also, Billy, I have the Minnowman T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
It's on store.mrcrappie.com. And so you can get your Minnowman bracket and also the T-shirt at the same place.
Store. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt that goes with it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Waldo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Hey, Merry Christmas to all the crappie fishermen and crappie ladies out there and crappie families all over the world. Merry Christmas. God bless. Thank you, Billy, for supporting Crappie Expo and Mr. Crappie for many, many years. Thank you so much.
Wally Marshall, you're a dear friend, trusted friend. Merry Christmas, buddy. Hey, right now at Joshua Creek Ranch, if you want to book that hunt for 2020, whether that be a whitetail hunt, a spring turkey hunt with some fly fishing thrown in, an upland game bird hunt, or world-class axis deer hunting, you can make that reservation with confidence because they have eased their cancellation policy at Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about Joshua Creek at kinderoutdoors.com. Before I go today, I want to tell you about one of my favorite Christmases of all time. My son Troy was, I guess about 10 years old, maybe 12. And we were way out in West Texas on a place that we've hunted for years and years. Big place, about 6,000 acres. I told Troy on Christmas Eve day to jump in my truck and go find the perfect place on the ranch to have Christmas. And he took off in that truck by himself and was gone several hours. When he came back, he said, Dad, I found it. I said, well, let's go look at it. And he had traveled several miles down the old ranch roads to a corral that was still standing but hadn't been used in many decades. Next to it was about a 5-foot-tall mesquite tree. He said, I think that should be our Christmas tree. I agreed. So Robin and Troy and I took a string of lights and a generator, and we lit up that mesquite tree. We built a fire and had campfire breakfast by that tree in the pasture the next morning as the snow began to fall. We sang hymns to our Lord and read the Christmas story from the Bible and celebrated his birth in that pasture. What a memory. I want to thank that Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we have together, and wish a Merry Christmas to you and your bunch.